Kim Lawton is an award-winning journalist who has done a lot of vitally important reporting during her many years as managing editor and correspondent at Religion and Ethics News Weekly, the public television program that has just concluded its almost 20-year run. She also is a good friend. I'm delighted to be able to talk with Kim Lawton here on State of Belief Radio. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk with you.
How has religion journalism changed, do you think, in the past two decades?
Well, I think it's gotten more complicated, even as the religious landscape here in America has gotten more complicated. When the show first went on the air, I used to say interfaith dialogue was a bunch of Christians and Jews getting together. And now I think we're just so much more mindful of the diversity that's here, the diversity among Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus, so many different faith groups, and each of them playing a role that as religion journalists we felt was important to cover. So that just made the topics and the issues so much broader and more complicated.
I remember the earliest years when I was at the Interfaith Alliance, we could hardly get a news outlet talking about religion. They said they wanted to do politics, not religion. It seems now that everybody wants to talk about religion and politics to the point that you can't talk about one without talking about the other. What do you think was most influential in causing those changes?
Well, I think, again, the growing recognition of the diversity in this country, but I am concerned that so much of religion coverage is still so political, and it's done through a lens of politics, especially in recent years. I know I did a lot of reporting about the Muslim community, and certainly there are many important political issues tied to Muslims and how this country views Muslims and treats Muslims, but when I that seemed to be the focus. The focus was terrorism or fighting terrorism or politics. And when I tried to do a story about basic beliefs or community issues or stories, the community itself, the Muslims that I talked with, were so grateful because they said, all anybody wants to talk about is politics and terrorism. And I think that's a danger. The same thing even now with so many religious communities. Everything goes back to politics. And certainly, well, that's important. That's not all that religion is about.
Is there one story or are there two stories that you got to cover that stands out for you looking back on your time in this program?
Yeah, I know. People ask me that, and that is really hard. I did over 1,000 stories for our show in the 20-year run, so that's a lot to choose from for sure. There was a certain grouping of stories that always meant a lot to me, and that was during times of crises, looking at how faith-based groups mobilize to help their neighbors, and that was across the board, across faith communities, just in general. But I was very fortunate to go to places like Sri Lanka after the tsunami. I spent a lot of time in Louisiana and New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. I spent time in Haiti after the earthquake. And most recently, I spent time at refugee camps. I went to the border of Syria and Turkey. And, so many times the stories about those issues also get politicized, but yet to see the suffering, number one, but then to see people, regular, everyday, ordinary people, giving up their time and in some cases risking their lives to help other people. Those stories really stood out for me because often I felt like they didn't get the attention that I wish they had.
You've worked in different media formats. What kind of religion story does television lend itself particularly well to covering?
Well, I think the visual is such a powerful vehicle to tell a story. And, there are some stories that just really shine when they're told through video. For example, I was just talking about the refugees or after the earthquake in Haiti. A print reporter can say, oh, it was devastating and so-and-so's house collapsed. But when you see the rubble, when you see people's lives strewn about the sand and the ground, and when you see the pain on people's faces, when you see the poverty and you visually can connect with it, I think those stories are very powerful. When you watch people worship and you see this thing that happens that almost can be transcendent, and you watch it, you don't have to, you know, I can't explain that with words, mm-hmm. but I think seeing it in a visual can be very strong. Now, on the downside, it can be really challenging when you're doing a story about, certainly the sex abuse crisis mm-hmm. is a little challenging to cover in video, or even complex theological ideas when people talked about having shared communion between Catholics and Protestants or something. I mean, yes, you can see communion, but when you talk about some of the theological ideas behind what was going on, that gets a little more complicated.
Let's talk a little bit about today. When you look at how coverage of religion seems to overlap so frequently with politics, do you see a way for us to extricate ourselves from that poisonous combination, or is the reality now just as politicized as so much of the news coverage seems to be?
I think that the reality is pretty politicized these days. And that's not to say that's all there. Again, that's not all what religion is. And many people, you know, they go to their house of worship, they're involved in their community, and they don't really think about politics. And I think I'm based in Washington, so I think it's easy to get sucked into that. But we are in a very politicized time, and a very divided time. I mean, in the faith groups, at least the ones that have a voice in Washington and that are active in Washington, there's a lot of division among those groups as well. For even something like the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice, I'm getting emails, really strong emails from faith groups, very much in support of what they think he might bring to the court, and very much concerned and against that him, mm-hmm. and raising concerns about what he might bring to the court. So I think, you know, some of these political issues really do have real-life consequences, and that's something the faith groups are concerned about, and I think they should be concerned about. But again, as a journalist, I need to remember that's not all they're up to.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on this fake news phenomenon that is getting highlighted?
As a journalist who might be sometimes considered old school, I think the truth is what we should always pursue. And I'm a little concerned about so much of news coverage, and I put that in the scare quotes, you know, the air quotes, so much of news is really talking heads' opinions. It's not news. It's not journalists. It's pundits and talking heads, and that's not journalism. And I think the American public can get that mixed up sometimes. But fake news, is used just to cover things that people don't like to hear, and that really troubles me. I hope consumers of news, I hope our audiences take time to say, is this true or is this false? But they need to examine the sources that they're getting their information from. You know, I always want to say to people when they say, oh, that's fake news, I want to question them, what do you mean by that? Is it untrue? Is it unpopular? Is it something you don't want to hear? What is fake news mean? Mm-hmm. But certainly there's a challenge for the journalism community as well, that we do pursue the truth and we do make sure that what we report is truth and not just politics or opinions or all of that. It's just a very strange time.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the current administration being particularly good at manipulating religion for political ends?
Well, they certainly, you know, are doing it, but they're not the first ones that ever did that.
Right.
You know, and I've seen a lot of religious groups in and out of the White House and having relationships with an administration, trying to have an influence. You know, many people have said that they see a more, I'm not sure what the word would be, but maybe manipulative bent this time around. But certainly I think the religious community needs to be very concerned about how they're being used, if they're being used, if they're being exploited. That's always a challenge. And I've heard some, even among evangelicals who are very close with this administration, but I've heard in the evangelical community people raising concerns about that relationship, as they have in the past. There have been people raising concerns about the relationship between Republicans and evangelicals and saying, you know, what did evangelicals ever really get out of those relationships in the past, for example, under the Bush administrations, plural, But even now I'm hearing even louder voices and more division among evangelicals raising concerns about that, about being exploited.
How much responsibility do religion journalists bear for exposing the misapplication of religion in politics and government?
Well, I think that there is, you know, a responsibility not to just regurgitate press releases, but to ask tougher questions in the religion community and ask people what they're doing, why they're doing it, and look at, you know, how that may line up with what others in their community say or how others interpretate their scriptures, mm-hmm. for sure. It's a responsibility, but it shouldn't be a crusade. I think if I'm a journalist, I look for facts and I investigate what people say, but I have to be careful not to make it my own crusade as well.
One of the great compliments, and rightly, about your show was, in some ways, people went there, turned on that show and said, well, here we know we're going to get the truth. So what would you say to savvy consumers of religion news? What should they be paying closest attention to in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, and just, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for that, because I felt like that was something we tried really hard to do, was to be balanced as much as we humanly can. And obviously we're all human beings, but when the news came that the show was ending, I heard from people on the left and the right, you know, just expressing thanks and saying, I always felt that you treated me fairly. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, what I always tried to do as a journalist, is to let people speak for themselves, too, and to be honest about that and not try to pull out the quote that most agrees with what, you know, works best for my story or something, mm-hmm. and to really listen to what was being said. And I guess I would say for consumers of religion news, just make sure that you have some diverse sources that you're paying attention to. And don't always look for outlets that make you feel comfortable or that reinforce what you believe. Make sure you're, you know, looking around. Is this what all Catholics are saying? Is this how all Muslims think? And just trying to be, I mean, I know that's a lot of work for people who have busy lives, but just even on your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed, make sure you have some diversity of voices, even if it makes you mad sometimes or uncomfortable, but just make sure you're hearing from a lot of people.
If you're able to talk about it, Kim, what's the next chapter for Kim Lawton, professionally speaking? What would you like to do next?
Well, we just sort of wrapped things up at the beginning of this month, so it's only been a couple of weeks. I've taken some personal time just to sort of decompress a little bit. And, you know, I honestly don't know what my next steps may be. I'd like to stay in the world of religion reporting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's something that I've done a long time and is close to my heart. I'm exploring a couple of possibilities, but just not sure yet. We're the future may be. I think there is room for voices out there, journalistic voices, that want to cover religion in the way that I do, which is trying to be even-handed and objective, even right. In this world of sound bites and talking heads. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Do please. Kim Lawton is an award-winning journalist who for many years served as managing editor and correspondent at Religion and Ethics News Weekly, the public television program that has just ended its almost 20-year run. Kim's body of work is immensely valuable, and I look forward to the next chapter of that work. For now, Kim, thank you for what you've done. You have been an excellent reporter, and you are a really representative of the truth. Thank you for what you've done, and know that we're interested in where you're going from here. We want to keep up with you. And thanks for today being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you.